Hi there, folks. Welcome to the podcast. This, of course, is Stinchfield. How about this for a topic? Should Bill Gates be arrested? Should Klaus Schwab, the leader of the World Economic Forum, be arrested? Should the leaders of the World Health Organization be arrested? Well, the son of the founder of the World Economic Forum says, yes, all those people should be arrested. Their diplomatic immunity pulled. I'm talking about a gentleman named Pascal Nejati. His father, Hussein Nejati, was with Klaus Schwab when he founded the World Economic Forum. His father, Hussein, quit in disgust as Klaus Schwab became the evil victim that he is. So why should we be arresting these cohorts in the crime that was committed against humanity, from the reaction to the China virus, the COVID vaccines, to the rollout of the vaccine, and of course, the response to all of it? We're going to talk about that today on the podcast. Plus, Joe Biden's Israel-Hamas policy. He's trying to play both sides. You can't play both sides in this scenario. He is so out of touch with what is going on in the Middle East, just as he's out of touch with what's going on in America. We'll talk a little bit about that, and I'll prove to you with Joe Biden's own words that he does not know what he's talking about. Go figure. So with that, I'd like to say a big thank you to Midas Gold Group. They are the title sponsor of this program, 855-322-GOLD. With chaos in the world, with uncertainty in the world, the safe haven that has stood the test of time, of course, is gold. I trust the guys at Midas Gold Group. Pay them a visit, MidasGoldGroup.com. All right, with that, folks, let's get the show started.
Uncensored and unapologetic. This is Stinchfield. Here's your host, Grant Stinchfield.
Well, folks, welcome to the program. GrantStinchfield.com is the website, GrantStinchfield.com. Go there, sign up for the email list so I can stay in touch with you, plus all the social media outlets. The links are there. Stinchfield1776 is just about everything. The new one on TikTok, not Grant Stinchfield, as a way to troll them for banning my old TikTok account, which, lo and behold, I just got back a couple days ago. So I guess that's good news. Hey, I want to talk about the World Economic Forum, the COVID virus, the China virus, as I like to call it, the response to the virus, the rollout of these so-called experimental vaccines, these gene therapies that they amount to, and just how dangerous they are. There is a gentleman by the name of Pascal Nejati. His father was a co-founder of the World Economic Forum. The World Economic Forum, of course, is famous. Klaus Schwab, who plays the quintessential evil victim that seems to be the mastermind behind this hoax perpetrated against the globe as to the rollout of the vaccines, working in conjunction with people like Bill Gates, working in conjunction with the World Health Organization. These organizations want to steal sovereignty from the United States, tell all of us how we should be reacting to the next pandemic, to the next emergency. They want to control our president, control our government. I say we should have none of it. Well, when I saw that Pascal Nejati was calling for the arrest of all these people, I thought, you know what? I need to bring this call to you because it totally makes sense. So this was a video I saw of him doing an interview talking about why they need to be arrested, who needs to be arrested, what groups are responsible. So with that, let's go through some of Pascal Nejati's interview here. He is a very, very successful Swiss investment banker. He's saying the crux of all the evil right now in the world is coming out of Switzerland. Go figure, that's supposed to be the great neutrality country, right? The place where, oh, we don't get involved in anything. And go figure, Switzerland is the very country that's the home to all of these international organizations that's sticking their nose in everything, trying to steal sovereignty from countries, specifically countries like the United States. All right, let's start it out here.
Everything evil in the world related to demo side, unfortunately, comes from Geneva. You have WHO in Geneva. You have Gavi. Then you have the WEF, the World Economic Forum, which my father was a co-founder and left Klaus Schwab out of disgust in the early 80s, that has diplomatic immunity. I, as a Swiss citizen, right here now, declare that the VEF is not eligible anymore for diplomatic immunity. I call on the Swiss authorities and security to arrest those people immediately.
I mean, how bold is that? He's in Switzerland. He knows the power these billionaires have over these organizations that pull the strings in so many countries across the globe, sadly, including the United States. And he's calling for the arrest of these people, snatching away their diplomatic immunity. The top of that list would be Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates. If you don't remember who Klaus Schwab is, let's just play a little for you.
Nobody will be safe if not everybody is vaccinated.
No one's safe till everyone's safe.
No one is 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 safe. No one is safe. No one is safe from COVID-19 until everyone is safe. 99.5% of people are safe and will survive COVID-19.
The only positive thing out of this is we should be able to manufacture a lot of vaccines, and
nobody will be safe if not everybody is vaccinated.
It's not every.
So you see, that's Klaus Schwab. That's Bill Gates. Those are the people pulling the strings. Those are the people that Pascal Najati says should be arrested on crimes against humanity. The interview that he did was fascinating. And you look at Klaus Schwab, nobody will be safe. I mean, you can't cast a more evil villain than this. Nobody will be safe unless you get the vaccination. Well, we now know the vaccination is doing great harm, and we know that 99.5% of the people are safe from COVID. You might get a little sick, but you're not dying from it. Not anymore. So I want to play, again, some more of that interview with Najati.
Why the VEF, WHO, Gavi, Big Pharma, Big Tech, Bill Gates, all advocated a global humanity injection by a bioweapon injecting nanolipids into 5.7 billion people. And we Swiss are hosting them? That's terrible. We cannot tolerate any entity that promotes poison to be injected into humanity.
Now, many doctors that I respect, that I follow, that I have fact-checked, that have studies to back their claims up, do basically claim that this vaccine amounts to poison and the adverse effects that it's having on so many people. Now, I will tell you this, and it looks like the evidence is clear that the adverse effects isn't affecting wide swaths of the people, but it certainly is greater than the normal vaccine that has ever been rolled out. And the effects that it is having, in many cases, are devastating effects. We're also seeing signs of cancer now because of the spike protein attacking many of the major organs inside the body. This is because this vaccine was, at the very best, rushed to market. At the very worst, was disseminated amongst the people in order to do them harm. Again, we go back to Klaus Schwab.
Nobody is vaccinated, nobody will be safe.
Normalcy only returns when we've largely vaccinated the entire global population.
No, you're.
Can I tell you something about normalcy? We've talked about this on the program before. Normalcy is when an overreaching tyrannical government, typically a dictatorship-style government, a communist government, creates a situation where the tyranny is so bad, but it becomes normal for the people. They think it is a normal response. So their eyebrows aren't raised anymore. The lockdowns become a typical response. All of these things. They talk about normalcy, but their normalcy is my tyranny. And I will never allow tyranny to become normal in America. I will do everything in my power to ensure that doesn't happen because of people like this.
Vaccinated, you're the smart ones, but you know there's people out there who aren't listening to God and what God wants. You know who they are.
The unvaccinated people, if only we had a vaccine against BS.
Yeah, if only we did have a vaccine against BS, the entire media would be out of business. And that is the bottom line. They really would be. So Pascal Najati continued here on his quest to get these people to pay for their crimes against humanity.
But you've done it. I'm the victim. I'm dying from it. And my mother too. It's a demo site, and you'll be judged. It will be corrected in the name of humanity. If you have a house of cards, and this is a house of cards of a criminal, one card pulled by justice and the whole card house collapses. But from hope alone, it is not done. Everybody must now change the spirit. And all the vaccinated, the injected, knowing that they are poisoned, we are the masses. We are billions of people. Let's just stand up and say, stop. We will not comply. And in French, ni oubli, ni pardon. Because we are the guardians of humanity and our light obliterates the darkness of evil.
I love that. We are the guardians of humanity. Our light obliterates the darkness of evil. I would like to throw my name into the ring for that group, okay? I want to shine light on the darkness of evil. Now, he talks about democide. Do you know the definition of democide? I know many of you do, but for those of you that don't, democide is the murder of any person or people by their government, including genocide, politicide, and mass murder. It's murder by government. That's what democide is. And in many respects, that's what we suffered under the people of the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization, and you got Gavi, which is the Vaccine Alliance, also based in Switzerland. And I would throw into this group Dr. Fauci, who should also be arrested for lying to the American people, perpetrating a crime against the American people. And you could throw in the rest of the leaders at the CDC and the FDA and the National Institutes of Health, all of these deep state government agencies that partnered with the World Health Organization and the World Economic Forum to take away American sovereignty, to take away your liberty to make a decision for yourself and your family. And they forced this vaccine on so many people. Folks, it is a crime. And if you don't believe me, ask the people that were hurt by this vaccine. Again, 100%. These people need to be arrested. They need to pay for their crimes. We need justice. Because what happened should never happen. Not in America, not on Earth. I want to talk about something else that shouldn't be happening on Earth. A holy war against Western civilization. Evil Islamic jihadists that are constantly trying to kill the Western world. And I'm talking, of course, right now what's going on in the Middle East between Hamas and Israel. Joe Biden is so clueless. We're going to talk about that in a moment. But before we talk about Joe Biden, I want to tell you about my friends over at Midas Gold Group. All of what I'm talking about is why I believe it's important you put some money into gold. Could you imagine going back down into a situation where the economy shuts down, where government now is questionable? We already have that situation. And what do you do to keep the value of your money if the economy is collapsing and the stock market is collapsing around you? Well, gold has held its value through the test of time. And in fact, it has never gone to zero. It's a commodity and it's a precious metal. They call it precious for a reason. Currencies go to zero all the time. This is what they are trying to do to the American dollar. So again, I would recommend calling my friends at Midas Gold Group to invest in gold now, MidasGoldGroup.com. I trust them. I know them all personally, which is why I can give you my seal of approval for Midas Gold Group. A lot of gold companies to choose from. 855-322-GOLD, 855-322-GOLD, MidasGoldGroup.com. Get in touch with them now. So I told you that Joe Biden does not know what he's doing when it comes to national security, when it comes to foreign policy. In fact, those close to him said every foreign policy decision this guy has ever made has been on the wrong side of foreign policy. We see that happening now. This is why our enemies are on the move. I don't have to say this over and over again to you. But he was asked this week about a possible ceasefire in Gaza, where Hamas, the terror organization, is still battling it out with Israel. Listen to his answer. I'm going to tell you what he did as commander in chief, which is treasonous.
On the ceasefire, it is Saturday. The holy month of Ramadan starts on Monday. Is it possible that a ceasefire deal could be reached in time for Ramadan to start?
I'm a CIA director in that region right this minute, still talking about it. I think it's always possible. I never give up on that.
All right. So giving up on a ceasefire is actually that not giving up on a ceasefire to me actually is giving up on Israel. Israel doesn't want a ceasefire. This violence will not end until Hamas is eliminated. And you can't have a ceasefire until Hamas is eliminated. Now, he talks about a CIA chief over in the Middle East talking about it. Should you really be giving away those secrets that the CIA chief is there? Is that what you should be talking about? Because now you just tipped off the enemy that the CIA chief is there. And I'm sure he would be a target, even though he's totally basically working for Hamas, trying to end this war and leave Israel at the mercy of a terror organization. Now, think about this. Hamas does not want a two-state solution. Hamas says from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. That's the entire state of Israel, from the Jordan River to the sea, being wiped out. Hamas doesn't want a two-state solution. It wants one state. That's a Hamas-run state. And even if you got a two-state solution, again, I will ask this over and over again, who's going to run it? Because you instantly become a state sponsor of terror the moment Hamas takes over, or the Palestinian Authority takes over. That's a state sponsor of terror. That's not who we want taking over. And that's not who Israel wants as neighbors. Don't forget, they went in and killed, what, nearly 2,000 people. They still have hostages. And Joe Biden's pushing for a ceasefire? Give me a break, man. That's pathetic. He continued with his thoughts about this.
Some have suggested you should go back to Israel and address the Knesset, the Israeli parliament. Is that something you would do?
Yes.
Would that have to be at the invitation of the prime minister, or could that be at the invitation of the president?
I'd rather not discuss it more.
Does that mean that has been discussed, the possibility of going back to Israel and addressing the Knesset? Okay.
What a bizarre individual. You're going to go over and speak to the Israeli government, the Knesset, or not? Yes or no? We've been talking about it. Maybe. I may go. I may not go. I should go over and meet with Benjamin Netanyahu. I'm not going to meet with him. I mean, just be honest. This bizarre, then the high blink rate means, again, that Joe Biden's brain is freezing. So I said earlier in the week, whatever he was on during the State of the Union, he is off now. The Adderall has worn off. I mean, just watch how bizarre he is during this interaction and watch the high blink rate again. It's painful.
Some have suggested you should go back to Israel and address the Knesset, the Israeli parliament. Is that something you would do?
Yes.
Would that have to be at the invitation of the prime minister, or could that be at the invitation of the president?
I'd rather not discuss it more.
Does that mean that has been discussed, the possibility of going back to Israel and addressing the Knesset?
Who's he looking at?
Okay.
He's such a weird, out of touch, dementia-ridden man. You want to think we don't have a national security risk sitting in the White House? Think again. All you have to do is watch these clips. Watch his lack of understanding of what is going on between Israel and Hamas. Hamas wants all of Israel wiped out. Israel doesn't want Gaza wiped out. It only wants Hamas terrorists wiped out. That's a very, very big distinction. The terrorists are stealing all the humanitarian aid. The people of Gaza voted in the terrorists. If the people of Gaza want Hamas to be expelled, they could do it instantly. But they don't choose to do that. Lastly, on a ceasefire again, listen.
Do you think Hamas actually wants a ceasefire?
Well, I think Hamas would like a total ceasefire across the board, because they would see they have a better chance to survive and maybe rebuild. But that's not what I think the vast majority of people think. You have to look. After what happened in World War II and the carpet bombing that took place, what happened was we ended up in a situation where we changed the rules of the game, what constitutes legitimate rules of war.
What is he talking about? Right now, I would even offer up that this is not a legitimate, how do I say this? This is not a traditional war that is going on between Israel and Hamas. Israel is running a special operation to root out Hamas terrorists. The war is against a terror organization and to stop it in its tracks. What is he talking about? Carpet bombing. Israel is not carpet bombing anyone. Israel has defined its targets, defined its targets very well, is doing everything it can to reduce civilian casualties, and yet Joe Biden wants to back Hamas up when Hamas went into Israel and did everything it could to inflict civilian casualties. Do you see the difference? One nation, Israel, is protecting innocent life. One terror group is doing everything to destroy innocent life, including the people living in Gaza that it uses as human shields. This is how bad Joe Biden is on this issue. This is why our enemies are taking advantage of him at the helm. He has got to go, folks. He has got to go. I'm going to give you another example of why he's got to go. He will not be honest about what is happening on the border. President Trump is. Let me play some clips for you from President Trump's speech in Georgia, which were phenomenal, talking about Laken Riley, that poor nursing student who was killed at the hands of an illegal alien, say police. President Trump knocked it out of the park. Joe Biden continues to apologize for calling him an illegal, showing respect to an accused murderer, something that I'm not used to doing, but apparently Democrats are, because they are the party of the criminal. Before I get to that, though, folks, I want to tell you about my friends over at Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com/Grant, 972-PATRIOT is where I want you to go. And I want you to make the switch today. This is about a parallel economy. This is about supporting companies that support conservative values. The executive team over at Patriot Mobile prides themselves on being America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They support me on this program because they support all of you. They support the message of freedom that we push here on a daily basis. It's why they're with me on the Rav show. They're why they're with me on my radio show. They believe in Stinchfield's army and what we're doing. So I would like Patriot Mobile to be the official cell phone service of Stinchfield's army. If you're with me, join Patriot Mobile. My phone is a Patriot Mobile phone. Yours should be too. You don't have to sacrifice service. You get better customer service because it's all US-based. And it's a hell of a performance guarantee. Wait till you hear it. Ask them about it when you call. PatriotMobile.com/Grant. Use promo code GRANT for free activation. 972-PATRIOT is the number. 972-PATRIOT. PatriotMobile.com/Grant. Get with them today. Don't wait any longer. All right, folks. President Trump addressed the crowd this week in Georgia at a rally. And, of course, immigration is on the tops of the minds of everyone around the country. Immigration is it no matter what state you're in. President Trump put immigration on the map. Sadly, the criminals that Joe Biden has led into the country are responsible for keeping immigration on the minds of Americans. President Trump had the border closed, secure. It is a disaster now. And this Laken Riley murder is only one of many murders at the hands of illegal aliens. And I would offer this up. If we don't change this very quickly, we will lose our country. Here's President Trump.
They just told me prior to what I'm doing right now that Joe Biden went on television and apologized for calling Laken's murderer an illegal. He didn't want to call him illegal. He's apologizing. He said he should have called him an undocumented, not an illegal, and he wanted to apologize.
Yeah.
He wanted to apologize. And, well, they have a new name, too. They have a new name that's even worse. They have a new name. You know,
before we get to the new name, okay, I want to play for you the clip of Joe Biden wanting to apologize. Apologize. I've played it before, but I'm going to play it again because it's so offensive.
The look of surprise on your face when you walked into the chamber in response to her heckling of you, you used the word illegal when talking about the man who allegedly killed Lake and Riley.
An undocumented person. And I shouldn't have used illegal. It's undocumented. And look, when I spoke about the difference between Trump and me, one of the things I talked about on the border was that his, the way he talks about vermin, the way he talks about these people polluting the blood. I talked about what I'm not going to do, what I won't do. I'm not going to treat any of these people with disrespect.
So you're not going to treat an accused murderer with disrespect? I would lock him up and throw away the key. You first broke into this country. This guy beat up a Border Patrol agent, beat up somebody under the age of 17. These are all things he's accused of. Shoplifting, drunken driving, and now murder. Any one of these you could have been locked up and deported on, and the left-wing lunatics running our prosecutor's offices throughout the country refused to do it. So Lake and Riley's dead now, and yet Joe Biden wants to show an accused killer, this guy, Jose Ibarra, an accused killer. He wants to show this guy respect. I don't have any respect for this guy. Not if he did what the police say he did to Lake and Riley. If he's guilty of this, he deserves the death penalty is what he deserves. But Joe Biden won't say that. He says undocumented. They're not here illegally. They're not illegal. Oh, give me a break. Well, President Trump pointed out the new name that they have now. It's not undocumented anymore.
And, well, they have a new name, too. They have a new name that's even worse. They have a new name. You know what the new name is? Neighbor. They want to call him Neighbor. They want to call him another name. Did you ever hear the other one? Newcomer. A newcomer to our country. Are we going crazy or what? Is this country going crazy? How about that one? Newcomer. The newcomer. No, he was illegal. And I say he was an illegal alien. He was an illegal immigrant. He was an illegal migrant. And he shouldn't have been in our country. And he never would have been under the Trump policy.
Thank you, Mr. President. That sums up all anybody wants. Look, we want good people to come here. We want to make it easy for good people to come here. Right now, if you're a good migrant, you're well-intentioned. It's very difficult to come here. It's so difficult that the incentive is to just sneak into America. And then it becomes even more incentivized because once you sneak into America, the Biden administration is going to give you cash. They're going to give you free health care. They're going to allow you to work. They're going to give you a plane ticket to fly anywhere you want in the country. So they incentivize you to come here. We should be shutting down the border and then making it easy for the good people to come here and take that job away from the cartels.
And Biden should be apologizing for apologizing to this killer. Joe Biden, and you understand what's happening here. Joe Biden has no remorse. He's got no regret. He's got no empathy, no compassion. And worst of all, he has no intention of stopping the deadly invasion that stole precious Lakin's beautiful American life. We are profoundly honored to be joined today by the family and loved ones of Lakin and some of her great friends. I met them. They're so incredible. The whole group is incredible. To Lakin's parents, John and Allison, and her sister, Lauren, her roommate, Connolly, and to all of those who loved Lakin, the hearts of hundreds of thousands and indeed millions and millions of Americans and people worldwide, they're shattered alongside of your beautiful hearts. We share your grief. We share your grief. Thank you, darling. Thank you. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. I know how tough it is. It's so tough. We vow to keep Lakin's memory alive for as long as we are here on this earth, and we take comfort that she is now home with God in heaven. And I want.
Yes, we do. Look, that is some form of peace, that she's gone back to her maker and she's in the arms of God. But folks, it doesn't give me peace that there could be another Lakin Riley today, tomorrow, the next day, multiple each day, at the hands of drunk drivers, evil killers, sex traffickers, fentanyl pushers, you name it. This border must be shut down. It must be shut down now. It's not going to happen until President Trump gets in office, which is why we have to make sure that happens. Stinchfield's army rolls. Because of all of you, we will get President Trump back in office. I promise you, because the American people are waking up to all of this. That's going to do it for us, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in to Stinchfield, the podcast. Don't forget my website, grantstinchfield.com. Stinchfield1776 on all the social media platforms. If you're watching on Rumble, Facebook, or Getter, thank you so much. I appreciate that. We will see you on the Real America's Voice show tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Again, Stinchfield's Army Rolls. Thanks to all of you. We'll see you then.